This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Obama's got that giant mansion in Martha's Vineyard. Got 700 people to attend his birthday party there. That's okay. He gets to. You don't, though. You're going to stay locked down and die. All right, let's go to your phone calls. I really appreciate folks holding. We had that very informative guest on. Let's just go in the order that these calls are received. The longest holding caller would be Travis in Maine. Travis, go ahead. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, I just want to say I am really excited to see you guys putting Professor Peter Hotez up there on screen, and that every InfoWarrior out there needs to get on the Twitter and look him up. It's at Peter Hotez, and everything that he's saying right now is just on point.
And you're talking about the head scientist at Baylor.
The dean of...
Please get him on. Go ahead.
He's a pediatrician and a vaccinologist, and everything that he is putting out there on Twitter right now, he's also showing up on all of every news station that will have him, and he is talking nothing but truth, and every InfoWarrior out there needs to see him and hear him and know what's going on.
I agree. Who knew he told Congress a year and a half ago what was going to happen? Wow.
But what he's talking about now is even more powerful.
Send me that Twitter, because I'm gonna get all that info out. Yeah, we're working as hard as we can, brother. Thank you for telling me about that. Please continue.
I just want to finish up with a plug and say that the InfoWars store sells products on the internet and they cost money. Have a good day.
Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate your call. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Mel in Massachusetts. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, welcome.
Alex?
Yes, Mel.
Hey. I, first of all, want to let you know that I just started listening to you in May. So, and I want to thank you for everything, and I've been trying to share your information. But what I was calling about is a couple of things. I do work in the healthcare field, and I'm not a nurse or a doctor, but I do work for a doctor. And whenever the vaccine came out, which I don't even remember because I surely was not taking it, he did take it. I believe he took it. They all were supposed to be taking it in my office. They were promoting it and stuff. And he has been sick ever since. And I'm not laughing about it, but I'm just saying he's been really, really sick, like coughing, very, like a lung thing. And,
oh yeah, it starts growing, protein crystals in your lungs.
And I even was like, are you okay? And he just keeps telling me he has allergies. And now I've worked for him for 4 years and I've never seen him like this ever. And, you know, one of the girls I work with also we're both like, wow. And now we're remote, so periodically I go in. And so it's been going on for a few months. And so that's one thing. And it's pretty bad. That was one thing. And the other is, you know, everyone in my family is getting it. And, you know, they can't believe I won't. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but this, there's no way I'm going there.
Yeah, this is not a regular vaccine.
No. And I know. So my niece got it and she's 18, and within weeks she was in the hospital with, a kidney infection. And,
really attacks the kidneys too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are the things that I'm seeing over here too, but I work in a hospital and I'm kind of like waiting for the time that they mandate it.
Well, Mel, just keep warning people like you're doing. You're an amazing person. for speaking up, and just God bless you, and thank you for calling. It's your job to warn everybody you know, and you're doing it right now, so we salute you. All right, I can talk to her for 10 hours, but we're going to go to the next caller when we come back in 60 seconds, and we're going to go right to a bunch of different callers, like James.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
There is surreal footage right now at InfoWars.com. Thousands of people lined up to take their forced inoculations or their cell phones, which they get paid by in Pakistan, will be turned off. That is our future. Absolutely out of control.
Wer zu Lebzeit gut auf Erden, wird nach dem Tod ein Engel werden.
Yeah, we want to be angels, but the stars are so bright.
Blicken im
you turn off the light. No.
Warum
ever.
Sie nicht sehen kann.
No, devils. Let's go ahead and take a call. James in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. The reason I'm reaching out today, I got a pretty nuanced scenario. So regarding the vaccine, so I'm a dad, and I have a six-year-old boy, beautiful son I have, and his mother is very on the left. To my knowledge, she's taken both of the jabs.
How old is he?
And he's 6 years old. And
By the way, it's experimental. They're not even by law allowed to give it to six-year-olds.
Exactly, and so I've been following all the COVID stuff very closely, and I'm a single dad, so I'm separated from his mother.
Oh yeah, a lot of women and men, whoever have custody, they run out and do it to mess with the other parent. It's a real Munchausen by proxy.
Exactly, I've been dealing with that. I used to be on the left in Portland, got her pregnant, she left, went back to Michigan. And so I moved across the country to be in his life, fought in court, fired my lawyer because there was so much corruption. And I studied family law, and I got further along in the court just doing pro se, got more time with my son. But she's been doing all kinds of crazy stuff ever since. And so she's taken both jabs. And so she, you know, she has her leftist ideas that she corrupts my son with, and I have to do damage control and try and teach him how to.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, brother. Look at this. UAE to begin injecting children. Not approved in the U.S., not approved, experimental, serious criminal activity like Joseph Mengele. White House recruiting online influencers to promote COVID jabs to kids. So they don't just want to molest your kids or cut their genitals off. Now they want to inject them with prions. And every one of these people pushing this will be held accountable. I'm sorry to hear that, brother. Did you have a question?
Yeah, well, I mean, I just kind of wanted to say, like, you know, like, what should I do? Because I'm in a specific situation where I can't come to her and try and say that I'm against it, because she'll use that in court to try and take my rights away, and I can't go.
Well, I mean, listen, it's not been approved even in emergency use under 12-year-olds. And so I would just call an emergency TRO if you believe that's happened and bring that point up. But it's a complex issue, James. God bless you. There's a satanic spirit where women particularly take their sons to have their balls cut off or to be injected with poison or to be given Ritalin or Prozac. And it's Christ said, suffer the little children. It's predominantly women doing it, but some men do it as well, and it's just Stockholm Syndrome. I'm very, very sorry. But some women like to get pimped, and they like to pimp their children. They like to get hurt and hurt bad, and the system will hurt them. It's what they're looking for. All right. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to JD in Indiana. JD, thanks for calling.
How's your day going today, Alex?
I'm all right, brother. Go ahead.
I'm calling because I'm extremely angry today. My sister actually had surgery today on a month-long of a process that I've watched where she went from being forced to take a shot or she was going to be fired into, a couple days later, bruises all over her body, huge bruises. I mean,
yeah, that's
I'm
blood
talking
clots.
Like,
that's blood clots in the capillaries.
Yeah, and today she had surgery on her uterus. Because she had polyps and other things developing in and around her uterus.
By the way, sir, did you know, mainline they said, this will grow tumors in your uterus, no big deal. This will grow cancer, no big deal. Wow, and you're experiencing it.
And it's absolutely terrible because this is my sister that I love. And at the end of the day, it's like she was forced into this. And at the end of the
day. What type of piece of crap place does she work?
She works in a nursing home.
And wouldn't it be better? That's why, folks, that's why. But listen, have you seen the literature where they admit it attacks her uterus and grows these polyps?
Well, I hope people are listening because it's happening
right
now.
Put it on screen. Well, they said, don't worry when you grow tumors. Those aren't bad. But really, they go to the doctor. They go, no, it's cancer. See how sick that is?
And I'm absolutely angry about it because it's happening to my blood. It's happening today. And it's so, please, out there, please listen.
Yeah, they're
Alex,
saying first. Uteruses, breast, and lymph nodes all swell up on this. God, it's so obvious what they've done. Can you believe they're actually doing this, my friend?
We have to start standing up. We have to do what you're saying. We have to start in our communities. We have to start reaching out to people and standing up and protesting.
I would go out front that nursing home and bullhorn them every week for an hour about how they did this to your sister and how she should sue their ass. Because under Nuremberg Code, they intimidated her under threat of her job to take it, and now look where she is. So what, are they removing the polyps?
So, yes. And she swears she's not taking the second. And
oh, my God, this happened with one. Oh, this will probably, oh, my God.
Yes. This only happened after one shot.
Was it Pfizer or Moderna?
I'm not 100% on what she took. I'm not 100%.
Let me ask you this. Is she awake now?
She's actually in the hospital in recovery.
God. All right, brother. JD, we love you. Call back. Give us an update. Jeez. Oh, I didn't know this caller was from France. I apologize. We've gone to you early. Deborah in France, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
I can. Thanks for holding. I apologize for making you hold for so long. Go ahead.
Not a problem. I just wanted to call and update people on what's happening here because the media is clearly not covering.
Yeah, millions of people are in the streets, aren't they?
Millions of people. So last number I heard last weekend was 8 million. The official numbers are 6.5, but prior to the 6.5 million, they said it was a couple hundred thousand, just like that. Like BFM TV is basically Macron's like CNN. So they just kind of block for him, and they just kind of they label anti-vax protesters and say these are just a bunch of crazy people. But in reality, it's unifying a lot of people in France, and they're coming together to march. I mean, there's like millions of people. There's three times as many people in the streets now that there were 3 weeks ago. And I think the eye-opening thing for me this weekend was the day after all these protests on Saturday. The very first headline that pops up at 8 in the morning is the head of the hospital union pushing and calling for mandatory, obligatory vaccination for the entire population because we can't possibly withstand a fourth wave coming in. And that's basically like their response to the 8 million people who descended in the streets, which is 6 to 8 million.
Well, I think it's time for people to start marching on the government buildings. Those governments are eugenics-based. They are attacking people in violation of the Nuremberg Code, and they are assaulting you with an experimental deadly shot. I mean, where do you think France goes from here?
Right now, honestly, I've been saying for months that they were gunning for us for the fall for more lockdowns. We had 3 lockdowns in a year, and honestly, I'm looking to leave the country as soon as possible because I'm here with my kids, and I don't feel safe because with what they're doing now, they implemented a Macron's mandate on the vaccine passports a few weeks ago, and that's what the protests are against, or just the passports. But now they're calling to replace the vaccine passports with vaccine cards. So not the passports right now allow you to have supposedly a PCR test every 24 hours if you'd like to go out in public and socialize with any humans. Otherwise, they're calling for those to be replaced by vaccination card certifications. So basically, you can't.
You're right. We are literally seeing the formation of a prison planet. Everything we foretold It's now being launched. And instead of like arguing, this is wrong, you're lying about the numbers, it needs to be you're globalist setting up worldwide martial law. You need to be arrested. And the people that launched this ran the Wuhan lab, Bill Gates and, of course, Fauci, the demon. Well, good luck with your children. And you're an amazing lady. Everybody's amazing that cares about truth and justice, and people that have children are so special, and the enemy hates that. Thank you so much for calling. Look, I got Gerald Celente set to take over, and I'm not going to cut into him anymore. But if Asha, who's held so long, will be our first caller tomorrow on a stack of Bibles, guys, call Asha. Instead of getting 3 minutes, they'll get 10 minutes. Same with Jay and Jill. If you'll just all let us call you at 11:30 tomorrow, 30 minutes of the show, I will open the phones up then and take these three callers. Because I got to get to Gerald Celente. He's got a lot to cover, Trench Forecaster. Then the War Room today, 3 to 6 p.m. coming up after that. Well, I covered a lot of it, but so much we didn't get to. I mean, this is just bonkers. At least it's all out in the open now. You want a straight-up fight, ladies and gentlemen? You've got one. Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates are literally coming at you with a bioweapon. Gosh almighty. And they're censoring all the medical doctors exposing it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To temporarily enhance police officers' authority for the duration of the stay-at-home order. Moving forward, police will have the authority to require any individual who is not in a place of residence to, first, provide their purpose for not being at home, and provide their home address. Police will also have the authority to stop a vehicle to inquire about an individual's reason for leaving their residence.
Stay home. Keep your distance, or now, pay the price.
Police with axes and assault rifles raided this venue in Sao Paulo and found about 600 partygoers, most without masks.
It was a case of asking people to go home, and if they didn't, arresting them.
9 police checkpoints have now been set up around the perimeter of Auckland as its 1.6 million residents return to level 3 lockdown.
This is the video that raised questions about how New York City is enforcing social distancing.
The man was handcuffed in the stands for not wearing a mask.
Disturbing video showing a violent clash between apparent social distancing violators and police in Brooklyn. And this cell phone video capturing the moment an officer waves a taser and repeatedly strikes a bystander during a social distancing bust.
Get your hands off of me! You are kidnapping me! I have done nothing illegal!
Are being hit with penalties now as governments move to reinforce the shutdowns right across the country.
And the city is also taking their mask mandate seriously. A fire rescue commissioner from the Tampa area was arrested on Duval Street Wednesday night when he and others were spotted without masks.
It's more than just a suggestion. It is a CDC recommendation that has all become sort of like lock law that you can't really trifle with.
Ladies and gentlemen, this gathering is unfortunately unlawful under the coronavirus regulations we have currently.
The officer explains that she's being arrested.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and now we've got him. Gerald Celente, the trends forecaster, on August 2nd on this Monday transmission. Gerald Celente.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Alex. This is very heartbreaking what's going on. And those videos that they were just showing, they just had protests in Germany this past weekend, and you see the police beating up people, beating up little kids, pushing and punching women. These little boys. What is this? The Third Reich is back? And you know, this is what we wrote about in the Trends Journal. The new one's coming out this week. Knock, knock. It's the COVID police. Death camps next. And we go on to write about how in New South Wales, they have the police and army and knocking at the doors of homes to make sure there's nobody inside the property who should not be there. And helicopters are flying across the region to make sure no one is breaking the rules. And they just announced that some 300 ADF troops joined the North South Wales COVID cops patrolling the streets and knocking on doors. What kind of world is this? Are death camps next? And I don't say this in a way that's, you know, oh my God, how could you say that? Go back to New South Wales. First of all, You got this stupid freak that's been jerking around, whatever her name is, Gladys, been jerking, you know, off down there in Australia, putting out these mandates. So far, out of New South Wales, I said North, New South Wales, 8.1 million people. 8.1 million people. Since mid-June, when they began this whole lockdown craziness again, the grand total of 3,427 cases. Look at the headline. Extends mask mandate for Sydney as COVID clusters grow. Oh, cluster? How about a cluster FU, you know what? Yeah, remember those kind of clusters. Yeah, because that's what this is. This is a cluster F. You ready? Since the COVID war began 19 months ago, out of those 8.1 million people, look at these little boys. Look at these little boys. You get these guys man to man, one on one, and man, you could bring these little, you could bring these little low life pieces of crap down. Look what they do. Anyway, you ready? 19 months. You know how many people died? 69. 69 people died. Since January 2020. This is outrageous. Oh. And now with the new cluster, the cases, 3,427 cases reported since mid-June, a month and a half ago. Out of those 3,427 cases, 6 people died. And you know what the latest one was? This is the headline, according to the New Daily. The latest was a man in his 90s. Oh, yeah? A man in his 90s. He's going to live to 99 and a half. But the COVID got him. Maybe the COVID didn't get him. Look at this. Look at this. Look at these little boys. Look how tough they are. All right, come and do that to me. Come and do that to me. You little clown. You're all by yourself. Don't bring your other little flunkies around. You little guys with cojones smaller than a mothball. You little disgusting human beings. We are going into the Third Reich around the world. Yeah. The guy in his 90s that died, he just got the AstraZeneca shot. The AstraZeneca shot that they're promoting in Australia. Look at these guys. Look at them. Atoon! You little Nazi slime balls! Look at them! They're breaking the COVID rules! Look at them. If we don't fight for freedom, it's all aboard. Next train to Auschwitz. And you got these slime balls like this Piers Morgan flabby-faced freak. Oh, don't get angry, Salenti. Follow the orders. Get on board. That little boy, that little slobby, freaky face, Piers Morgan, calling everybody a little pee. Yeah, that won't get the vaccination. We'll be right.
But I'll tell you who's got 5-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock, ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, it's great being on The Alex Jones Show. I'm very upset. I'm a visionary. I've written the books Trends 2000, Trend Tracking, far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine. I've been publishing the Trends Journal since 1991. Trends Research Institute since 1981. I'll put my track record up against anybody in the world. Show me what you've done and we can start talking. I see the future. And the future is hell on earth. I was talking about Australia. They got these little clowns. Look at this. Look at the clown show of a woman that's the premier. And by the way, the word premier, look at it. There she is. Gladys been jerking around. And look at the little jerk behind her with a mask on. Wait, what are you doing standing up there? She can't stand by herself. They all do this. It's a flunky freak show. Who's your favorite flunky? Hey, all you repulsive kids, you like Mitch McConnell? Oh, there's a brilliant looking dude. How about Lindsay? Did you come out of the closet yet, Graham? No. I'm a dumbo crap. I like little Chucky Schumer. No, Diane, not so Feinstein. She's my kind of person that I would bow down to and take any crap that she spews out. How about B.S. Biden? No, I like little Gaston Macron. I'm a from France. A little Draghi, the banster in Italy. Get it, everybody. Get it in your head. We've been taken over. Look at this. Germany? Here you go. This is coming out in the Trends Journal. Where do we go here? Okay. Over the weekend, there were anti-lockdown protests in Europe. As we noted in this Trends Journal, the rough, tough, heavily armed German COVID cops beat up little kids and women in Germany for not obeying COVID war rules. Indeed, as we noted in our 13 December Trends Journal, under the auspices of fighting the COVID war, Germany has reimposed Third Reich rules. We wrote, quote, look at this, hitting little kids. I would love for one of these guys, I don't care how big you are, who you think you are, you come after me man to man, I will, you try to kill me, I'll kill you first. That's right. I attack the attacker. Look at them. Look what they're doing. Look at this. Anyway, going back. This past November, several thousand Germans took to the street in Berlin in protest of the new, you ready, infection protection law approved by the parliament, which gives the chancellor, that's a dirty word, that's a curse word, calling some scumbags chancellors, prime ministers, presidents. Look at this. Those are curse words. That's profanity. Oh, a dignitary? Yeah, F you, dignitary. Anyway, the protesters compared the new law to the Enabling Act of 1933, which gave Adolf Hitler the right of dictatorship over the country. And our trend forecast, again, as witnessed by the brutality of the COVID cops in Germany and other nations, and the authoritarian draconian lockdown orders imposed by the world's rulers, which they are enforcing, should the COVID war continue to escalate, the battle for freedom, peace, and justice will descend into a war between the people and the state, with those not supporting the governments sent to reform camps. And then we go on to write, indeed, World War II and the concentration camps are not ancient history. The horrors of war are alive and well. This was reported Sunday in DW News. Europe remembers Sinti Roma murdered under Nazi rule. On August 2nd, 1944, all right, 1944 is not ancient history. I'm born in 46, okay? This isn't ancient history. 4,300 Sinti and Roma were killed in gas chambers of the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp. Genocide survivors describe the horrors. Dear Benetta, I have to tell you that my two youngest children have died. Those words were written, this is heartbreaking, by Marguerite Bamberger in 1943 letter to her sister in Berlin. It was smuggled out of what was known as the Gypsy Camp at the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camps. This isn't ancient history. Don't you see what's going on? Don't you see what's going on? It's them against us. And look at them. Look at that flabby face, piece of crap, stupid, imbecilic moron, Piers Morgan. This clown is all over the news. Look at this guy. Who would believe a thing that comes out of that fat, flabby face, scum-looking creep? This is what's doing it to us. Here. This is what he says. Piers Morgan, who got two jabs, this is what we write in the Trends Journal, of the AstraZeneca jab. The AstraZeneca jab that they have banned in Norway and Switzerland, and this clown jerk, little piece of scum over there in Australia, down in New South Wales. The guy's name is perfect for it. He's the chief medical officer, Michael Kidd. All right? Michael Kidd, are you kidding me? A little piece of jerk. He goes on to say that the benefits of the COVID-19 AstraZeneca are greater than the risks of the rare effects concerning in all age groups. All right? Look at this. These are the clowns that are telling us what to do. AstraZeneca. Flabby face. Fat boy, pot belly Piers got the AstraZeneca two jabs and got it again. They're not working. Yesterday on Face the Nation, the health minister from Israel said they're, and they gave him the Pfizer injections, they're 50% accurate. And that's just now. And what are they doing to our bodies? Why, you shut up, Salenti! You will go to jail! Hard headed to go after Salenti! He doesn't believe Piers Morgan! And all that little, who's that other little guy? Pencil steel! Pencil penis steel! Telling me what to do? Here! Today's toilet paper record. Officials enlist stars of TikTok in vaccine war. Official pieces of crap. Who are you calling an official? Some bureaucratic scum who sucks off the public tit and does what they're told to do? And who are you telling me to listen to? I'll tell you who. Ellie Zeller, 17, a TikTok creator with over 10 million followers, received an email in June from Village Marketing, an influencer marketing agency, with Ms. Zeller, a high school student senior who usually posts short fashion and lifestyle videos, be willing, the agency worded, to participate in the White House back campaign, encouraging her audience to get vaccinated. There's a massive need to grow awareness, blah, 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 they said. Ms. Zeller quickly agreed. I got some kid telling me, Heil Hitler, that's what you're doing to us. Get it in your head. Get it in your head, everybody. If we don't unite for freedom, peace, and justice, we are, it's a fight for our lives. Support InfoWars. Buy what they're selling and support the Trends Journal. We'll be
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey there. Hey, listen, I'm really upset because I see what's going on. This town. And when I say we have to unite or else we're finished, I mean it with all my heart. We're in the 1930s here. In the late 1930s. COVID war's begun. And now they're ramping up, you know, the COVID war everywhere. If we don't unite for freedom, peace, and justice, we're finished. And you can't do it without money. So get that in your head. And that's why you have to support InfoWars. And it's not like you're doing it for free. You know, it's not like a donation. Like Pfizer. Yeah, the drug dealers. People call them Big Pharma. Call them drug lords. Grow the hell up. Oh, that guy. Scott Gottlieb, that used to be on the Food and Drug Administration under Trump. Oh, yeah, now he's on the board of director. Yeah, Pfizer gave Biden $1 million to celebrate his inauguration. So if you don't give money, and then you don't get anything back, well, they do get, yeah, there he is. And another little boy, another little arrogant boy. This is the clown boy, by the way, that shot his fat mouth off about social distancing. Oh, especially outside. And of course, in the Trends Journal, we wrote the facts that, yeah, the chances of getting it outside, according to Dr. Newsom, are substantially less than 1% outdoor transmission, but they're locking down again in Australia, even though they're getting down outside. But going back to support the truth, they got great sales going on. And they had the all-new InfoWars store sale going on right now. And they had the super sale they've been running for the last few weeks. And they're proud to launch a new series of new sales along with a brand new item from InfoWars Life. So act fast and get these deals before they're gone. They got hair and beard support formula. $24.95. It's an introductory price. It's going to go up. Greens, fiber capsules, total amino acid supercharger. An introductory price, $19.95. Winter sun, 50% off. Knockout sleep support, 50% off. Down and out liquid sleep support, 50% off. Alexa Pure Pro, 10% off, and there's only 50 of them left in stock, so you better get them now. Survival Shield X2, 40% off. InfoWar Privacy Pouches, 50% off. And, of course, my favorite, Super Male Vitality and Super Male Vitality. Put those two together, and you got a hot time, 50% off. And all water filtration systems and filters, 10% off. And all storable food supplies, 10% off. Extended, it's only 1 week only. So visit InfoWarsStores.com. Get these best-selling items for up to 50% off before they run out of the stock and avoid missing out on massive savings. And remember, we're in this all together. Your purchase of these products is a 360 win. You get these super high-quality items, and you help launch the InfoWar to the next level. And the next level is where we have to go. That's where we have to go, or else we're finished. They're censoring everybody. Yeah. The toilet paper record over here. The New York Times. All the news that's fit to print. All right? That shows you the arrogance of these little boys and girls. Who the hell are you to tell me what's fit to print? Oh, hey, don't you know who we are? Yeah, we're prostitutes. We get paid to put out by our corporate pimps and our government whoremasters. Oh, yeah. All the news that's fit to print, your little slime balls. Oh, yeah, like that Saddam Hussein has those aluminum tubes that he's making weapons of mass destruction with, your lying SOBs that brought us into the Iraq War. Anyway, going on. That story I was writing about officials and lists. Again, officials is profanity. What official? Official piece of crap. They go on to say about getting these young people, tapping influencers to steer facts to youths. To steer facts. The crap that they're shoving down our throat are the facts. Anyway, to reach these young people, the White House has enlisted an eclectic army of more than 50 Twitch streamers, YouTubers, TikTokers, and to reach 18-year-old pop star, and the 18-year-old pop star, Olivia Rodrigo, all of them with enormous online audiences. Propaganda supreme. And here's the arrogance of what they write. The efforts are in part a counterattack against the rising tide of vaccine misinformation. The anti-vaccine side of the internet is still on all this vaccine news, said Samir Mazrababa, the administrator of several meme pages. What the hell do I care what an 18-year-old thinks? Or a 17-year-old TikToker? You're going to tell me? You're going to tell me the facts? Who are you talking to? I put out a magazine, the Trends Journal. Oh, last week was only 158 pages and no ads. All the facts. All the facts. And I got little kids. I'm pushing this out there because you can see the propaganda, and it's how them. It's them against us. It's them against us. It's them against us. All aboard! Next train to Auschwitz! Yeah, there. Auschwitz is back in Germany right in front of your eyes. Right in front of your eyes. And this is how they do it. They get these all these other people against us, celebrities. Sean Pencil. What the hell are you talking about? Oh, if you don't get vaccinated, you can't get on the set. These are actors. Oh, the word celebrities? Yeah, F you with that word. What celebrity? Some crap head that knows how to memorize lines and play a role of being somebody that they're not because the real person they are as empty as a bottle of crap. A celebrity. Screw you, Pencil. Yeah, and take that pencil pen and shove it up your pen, you know what, and I'll say that to your face. 57 John Street, Kingston, New York. You come to me man to man and try to push your crap on me man to man. Any one of you COVID cops, come over here and try to inject me or tell me what to do. Man to man. These aren't men. These are your SS are back in Germany. I just read to you what they did in passing that law last November. How dare you don't want to take a vaccination, a gene therapy shot unapproved by the FDA, an Operation Warp Speed. You gotta be warped in the head. Oh, and all you people that are forcing it on us. I guess it's not working for you. They want us to go down with you, too. What happened over there in Providence, Rhode Island? 75% of the people that got vaccinated got the virus again. Guess it ain't working, huh? Oh, yeah, but they weren't as sick as they were. Oh, hey, flabby face, fat mouth, piece of crap. Piers Morgan said how sick he was after catching it the second time. Flabby face. Jerk around. Can't say the other word because that would be proper. Look at it. If we don't unite and fight for freedom, we're gone. It's over. Get it in your head, everybody. You can't go to college without a vaccination. New York, Danny Myers, another little arrogant boy. You can't go into his places if you don't get the shot. I got the shot. You can take it up for you know what. You see what they're doing? Italy, no shot, no restaurants. France, no shot, no restaurants. I told everybody, oh, they're doing this to get rid of Trump. I said, you're full of baloney. It has nothing to do with Trump. They're doing it everywhere. Cuomo mandates vaccine for state workers. Yeah. And so does that little Wilhelm boy who uses the name de Blasio to get the Italian votes. Wilhelm. Yeah. Listen, if we don't unite, we're done. Finished. Finito. Gone. They're robbing us of our freedom. And I'm fighting. I put on rallies, festivals. InfoWars is fighting. You have to join the fight. United we stand, divided we fall. We'll be right back. Remember, get those all new InfoWars store sales now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.